It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ah, look at this. Ava wrote into the show today.
Ava.
And morning. She wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she steals her Facebook pics. Hold on, though.
Unfriended your mother-in-law? Dog.
Sounds wild.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got immediate thoughts, but without context.
Okay. Here's what she sent us. You can always submit, by the way, am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com or send them on Facebook. Slide to the DMs. Hopefully we find them.
It's safe.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law. Help me decide if I'm a petty Betty. That's the way she started the message.
Oh, we talking petitiousness?
Ooh, we're in.
Say less.
She said, my mother-in-law is very close with her grandkids. With my son, however, she seemingly only chooses to be involved when it's convenient or it makes her look good on social media.
What does that mean?
She takes my pictures I post and saves them in her phone and then posts them on her page randomly. Final straw was when I got her Christmas card and she had taken a family pic I had posted on my page and had it on her Christmas card. What?
Okay.
I unfriended her and am choosing not to accept her many friend requests.
Yikes.
If she, quote, misses, unquote, her grandson so much, I think she needs to put an effort in real life and not on social media.
Take Thanks, your own guys. Pictures. That's what she's saying.
Oh.
Take your own pics. In person. Ayo.
Well, she's saying the mother-in-law is trying to make it look like she's a good grandma because she's posting these pics. But the real issue for me is that she's stealing the pics.
Yeah.
My mom does this. Don't get me wrong. She'll screenshot all these pictures and be like, where was this at? She'll send me a text with the screenshot of the picture.
Jesus, oh, my God. Oh, mothers.
Oh, yeah.
What a mother.
So I get, you know, grandma's screenshotting and stealing pics. But this is, like, ridiculous. You don't even see the kid.
It's like infringement at this point because you're out here taking their stuff and posting it for yourself.
Yeah.
I had a friend's mother go through the same thing, right? So not that long ago, we watched some basketball games for my guy's younger brother. She posted pictures of all of us, everything of him and brothers, basketball, all of that on her Facebook. Like, the next day, we find out that somebody done screenshotted all of the pictures and then reposted it as her own pictures. And took credit when you could very well just share the post.
Right, why she went, you share it?
No, I'm gonna take screenshot, and then make my own post. Person wasn't even at the game.
No,
it's like stolen valor. Like
that's
you just
crazy.
You want to look good on social.
You do,
and that's kind of what it is, bro. But does it warrant an unfriending?
Not your mother-in-law. I think she's gone too far. Mm-hmm. I get it. You're annoyed. Your mother-in-law doesn't try hard enough. But really.
And my thought is this. Why aren't you just sending the pictures to your mother-in-law?
Because she thinks the mother-in-law doesn't care about her kid.
Mm.
She said, with my son, however, she seemingly only chooses to be involved when it's convenient or makes her look good on social media. So that's the core the core issue, right?
Is
that she
I forgot
feels
about
like
that.
The grandma doesn't care about her kid. But the question is she the jerk for unfriending the mother-in-law because she's stealing Facebook pics?
She's unfriending her over
and I
it just
say,
seems wild.
I say, actually, I'm going to say she is a jerk, even though it's annoying. Your mother-in-law is just obsessed with your family and let her be. Maybe.
But obsessed when it's good on her optics.
I guess.
And if you feel some type of way, and I've already tried to address it, like, as crazy as
what
I feel saying this,
it?
She might be overthinking it, but I don't think she's unjustified.
Mm.
Maybe it's teaching her a lesson. Listen, I got friends that'll unfriend you just because they feel like it or just because it's Wednesday.
Hi, it's me. I unfriend every day.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
So what's the difference between family, friends?
Yeah.
It's all kind of relative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards not the jerk because she's drawing a line in the sand and going, please stop. You haven't, so now you're unfriended. Bye.
Fair
you
enough.
Used my pictures on your Christmas card?
I say jerk because, come on, this is your family. Just let it go. Pick a new battle.
And why don't I agree with
she
you?
She can have, it's a picture. Who? Come on, this is it? This is what the family feud's going to be?
Pick your hill. And why is this it?
Is this it?
I hear it. But yes, it
I
is.
I get both sides.
Yes, this is her hill.
So I say she is a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law, and you say not the jerk.
Yep.
All right. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and let us know what you think about this Am I the Jerk. Ava wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she keeps stealing her Facebook pics. Ah, what a time to be alive.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Ava wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she keeps stealing her Facebook pics and even put one on her Christmas card. And she thinks it's messed up because the mother-in-law doesn't really choose to be involved unless it's convenient or makes her look good on social media. That's her opinion.
Mm, social media, bro, mm-hmm. makes everybody act a little different, don't it?
Tina's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Okay, is Ava a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law? Oh!
Oh, don't even worry about it. Yes, yes, yes.
Go on.
Talk to us.
I have a very similar situation. In my family, my husband is one of six, and he doesn't really see his mom that often.
Mm-hmm.
And if a family gets in a fight, which happens often, they go to Facebook and they delete each other.
This is probably a lot of families. Go on. Yep. Uh-huh.
It drives me crazy. And I did it once. I fell victim to it once. And I felt so silly about it.
Felt stupid.
Yeah,
you had to re-add him back because you feel dumb. You're like, well, I guess I'll re-add you back now.
Why did I do that?
To my family.
Yeah, I take it seriously that, you know, she's using her kids' pictures without her permission. But really, who is she posting it to? She's probably an older woman.
All of her 12 friends.
It's her grandkid at the end of the day.
She's trying to get them 9 likes and keep her date. Yeah, it's her grandbabies.
She's
never
going to change.
No,
she's not going to change.
Really, it's like when any mother-in-law or anybody's mom, doesn't have to be a mother-in-law, could be your own mom, comes in and tries to tell you how to parent.
Yes, I've had my mom ask me about pictures that my wife has posted before I've seen them. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. What picture? She was like, the boys look so cute in this picture. And I'm like, what picture?
Like, I have no idea.
Mothers. Oh, mothers.
Ah, mothers. Yeah. But Tina says jerk.
Jerk. You got to let her do her. That's grandma.
And it sounds like Tina says jerk because she knows they're going to regret it later when they're going to have to re-friend each other.
They're eventually going to. Come on now.
This is not going to be a lifelong thing. This is not a lifelong fight. There's no way.
That's not bad at all.
I agree. There could be worse. Thank you for pointing out if there's a lot of kids.
It could be. I mean, maybe you don't live the closest.
The grandma's
maybe she
already run.
Y'all,
thin.
Right? Like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tina, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.
Next up, she's a regular. She worked hard to get her theme song calling 5 days in a row. Tanya's in Kenosha. I'm so fancy.
Hey.
All right, Tanya. Tina said jerk for unfriending the mother-in-law because she steals the Facebook pics. What do you say?
So I can agree if she has had communication with her, but if otherwise she's not the jerk if she takes some time and communicates and tells her feelings about it, and then she still does it.
And that's probably what has happened.
You're saying not the jerk.
She's saying not the jerk.
You're saying not the jerk.
Go ahead, unfriend her.
Tanya, look at Tanya's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Say it with your chest, Tanya.
Say it, not Midwest.
No, this is not Ariana Grande. It is not with my chest. She needs to talk first. I hate that people will not talk.
That's true.
But if she does have that conversation, got the right.
Tanya's fair because she's trying to do the right thing and go, well, yeah, not the jerk if you say something.
I gave you the chance and you still disrespected or blatantly ignored it. Now we unfriended.
She's trying to take the petty out of it.
Mm-hmm,
Ava did start the message with, help me decide if I'm a petty Betty.
That part.
So
maybe.
She didn't ask if she should go talk to the mother-in-law, Tanya. She asked if she was petty for unfriending her.
And we said, yeah, but I also respect it.
All right,
Tanya splits us, goes not the jerk. Unfriend that grandma.
Right. Thanks, Tanya.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye. Crystal's in Union Grove. We'll let her be the tiebreaker.
Crystal.
Good luck with this, Crystal.
Have fun. What do you say?
Not the jerk.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
Unfriend the mother-in-law. These women are savages.
Why do you say that, Crystal? Talk to us.
I totally agree with Tanya. Mm-hmm. If as long as she's communicated with her, I mean, the deep down issue is she wants her to spend time with her grandkids.
True.
Well, she
didn't. I've been in a similar situation.
Yeah.
And the grandparents just overly buy presents just to accommodate, compensate. You know, not spending time with them.
Yep, yep.
That's a love language. Hello. People do that in relationships, too.
All the time.
They buy you gifts and don't spend any time with you.
Oof.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Swallow that pill.
Well, and you have to remember, she says in the message, let's revisit this real quick.
Yeah.
I unfriended her, and I'm choosing not to accept her many friend requests.
Right, right.
I mean, but that's when we're getting petitious.
She also said, though, listen, if she wants to be a part of the kid's life, don't show post up. Them on socials, show up. I bet you if she was a little more forefront and actually present, she wouldn't care that grandma's stealing or posting pics about her. Right? It's the fact that she doesn't feel like she's there in person.
Yep.
Dog. Ooh, hey, today's worked out, though.
Did. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Appreciate
Sorry,
your
Tina.
Call.
Crystal, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye.
There you go. Not the jerk. For unfriending your mother-in-law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ah, look at this. Ava wrote into the show today.
Ava.
And morning. She wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she steals her Facebook pics. Hold on, though.
Unfriended your mother-in-law? Dog.
Sounds wild.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got immediate thoughts, but without context.
Okay. Here's what she sent us. You can always submit, by the way, am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com or send them on Facebook. Slide to the DMs. Hopefully we find them.
It's safe.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law. Help me decide if I'm a petty Betty. That's the way she started the message.
Oh, we talking petitiousness?
Ooh, we're in.
Say less.
She said, my mother-in-law is very close with her grandkids. With my son, however, she seemingly only chooses to be involved when it's convenient or it makes her look good on social media.
What does that mean?
She takes my pictures I post and saves them in her phone and then posts them on her page randomly. My final straw was when I got her Christmas card and she had taken a family pic I had posted on my page and had it on her Christmas card. What?
Okay.
I unfriended her and am choosing not to accept her many friend requests.
Yikes.
If she, quote, misses, unquote, her grandson so much, I think she needs to put an effort in real life and not on social media.
Take Thanks, your own guys. Pictures. That's what she's saying.
Oh.
Take your own pics. In person. Ayo.
Well, she's saying the mother-in-law is trying to make it look like she's a good grandma because she's posting these pics. But the real issue for me is that she's stealing the pics.
Yeah.
My mom does this. Don't get me wrong. She'll screenshot all these pictures and be like, where was this at? She'll send me a text with the screenshot of the picture.
Jesus, oh, my God. Oh, mothers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what a mother.
So I get, you know, grandma's screenshotting and stealing pics. But this is, like, ridiculous. You don't even see the kid.
It's like infringement at this point because you're out here taking their stuff and posting it for yourself.
Yeah.
I had a friend's mother go through the same thing, right? So not that long ago, we watched some basketball games for my guy's younger brother. She posted pictures of all of us, everything of him and brothers, basketball, all of that on her Facebook. Like, the next day, we find out that somebody done screenshotted all of the pictures and then reposted it as her own pictures. And took credit when you could very well just share the post.
Right, why she went, you share it?
No, I'm gonna take screenshot, and then make my own post. Person wasn't even at the game.
No,
it's like stolen valor. Like
that's
you just
crazy.
You want to look good on social.
You do,
and that's kind of what it is, bro. But does it warrant an unfriending?
Not your mother-in-law. I think she's gone too far. Mm-hmm. I think I get it. You're annoyed. Your mother-in-law doesn't try hard enough. But really.
And my thought is this. Why aren't you just sending the pictures to your mother-in-law?
Because she thinks the mother-in-law doesn't care about her kid.
Mm.
She said, with my son, however, she seemingly only chooses to be involved when it's convenient or makes her look good on social media. So that's the core the core issue, right?
Is that
she feels like the grandma doesn't care about her kid. But the question is she the jerk for unfriending the mother-in-law because she's stealing Facebook pics?
She's unfriending her over and just seems wild.
I say, actually, I'm going to say she is a jerk, even though it's annoying. Your mother-in-law is just obsessed with your family and let her be. Maybe. But
obsessed when it's good on her optics.
I guess.
And if you feel some type of way and have already tried to address it, like, as crazy as
what
I feel saying this,
it?
She might be overthinking it, but I don't think she's unjustified. Mm. Maybe it's teaching her a lesson. Listen, I got friends that'll unfriend you just because they feel like it or just because it's Wednesday.
Hi, it's me. I unfriend every day.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
So what's the difference between family, friends?
Yeah.
It's all kind of relative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards not the jerk because she's drawing a line in the sand and going, please stop. You haven't, so now you're unfriended. Bye.
Fair
you
enough.
Used my pictures on your Christmas card?
I say jerk because, come on, this is your family. Just let it go. Pick a new battle.
And why don't I agree with
she
you?
She can have, it's a picture. Who? Come on, this is it? This is what the family feud's going to be?
Pick your hill. And why is this it?
Is this it?
I hear it. But yes, it
I
is.
I get both sides.
Yes, this is her hill.
So I say she is a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law, and you say not the jerk.
Yep.
All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and let us know what you think about this Am I the Jerk? Ava wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she keeps stealing her Facebook pics. Ah, what a time to be alive.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Ava wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she keeps stealing her Facebook pics and even put one on her Christmas card. And she thinks it's messed up because the mother-in-law doesn't really choose to be involved unless it's convenient or makes her look good on social media. That's her opinion.
Mm, social media, bro, makes everybody act a little different, don't it?
Tina's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Okay, is Ava a jerk for unfriending your mother-in-law? Oh!
Oh, don't even worry about it. Yes, yes, yes.
Go on.
Talk to us.
I have a very similar situation. In my family, my husband is one of six, and he doesn't really see his mom that often.
Mm-hmm.
And if a family gets in a fight, which happens often, they go to Facebook and they delete each other.
This is probably a lot of families. Go on. Yep. Uh-huh.
It drives me crazy. And I did it once. I fell victim to it once. And I felt so silly about it.
Felt stupid.
Yeah,
they had to re-add him back because you feel dumb. You're like, well, I guess I'll re-add you back now.
Why did I do that?
To my family.
Yeah, I take it seriously that, you know, she's using her kids' pictures without her permission. But really, who is she posting it to? She's probably an older woman.
All of her 12 friends.
It's her grandkid at the end of the day.
She's trying to get them 9 likes and keep her date. Yeah, it's her grandbabies.
She's never going to change.
No,
she's not going to change
now.
It's like when any mother-in-law or anybody's mom, doesn't have to be a mother-in-law, but your own mom comes in and tries to tell you how to parent.
Yes, I've had my mom ask me about pictures that my wife has posted before I've seen them. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. What picture? She was like, the boys look so cute in this picture. And I'm like, what picture?
You're like, I have no idea.
Mothers. Oh, mothers.
Ah, mothers. Yeah. But Tina says jerk.
Jerk. You got to let her do her. That's grandma.
And it sounds like Tina says jerk because she knows they're going to regret it later when they're going to have to re-friend each other.
They're eventually going to. Come on now.
This is not going to be a lifelong thing. This is not a lifelong fight. There's no way.
Or, I mean,
if that's the worst thing going on, babe. That's not bad at all.
I agree. There could be worse. Thank you for pointing out if there's a lot of kids.
It could be. I mean, maybe you don't live the closest.
The grandma's
maybe she
already
see
run.
Y'all,
thin.
Right? Like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tina, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.
Next up, she's a regular. She worked hard to get her theme song calling 5 days in a row. Tanya's in Kenosha. I'm so fancy.
Hey.
All right, Tanya. Tina said jerk for unfriending the mother-in-law because she steals the Facebook pics. What do you say?
So I can agree if she has had communication with her, but if otherwise she's not the jerk if she takes some time and communicates and tells her feelings about it, and then she still does it.
And that's probably what has happened.
You're saying not the jerk.
She's saying not the jerk.
You're saying not the jerk.
Go ahead, unfriend her.
Tanya, look at Tanya's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Say it with your chest, Tanya.
Say it, not Midwest.
No, this is not Ariana Grande. It is not with my chest. She needs to talk first. I hate that people will not talk.
That's true.
If she does have that conversation,
got the right.
Tanya is fair because she's trying to do the right thing and go, well, yeah, not the jerk if you say something.
I gave you the chance and you still disrespected or blatantly ignored it. Now we unfriended
you. She's trying to take the petty out of it.
Mm-hmm,
which Ava did start the message with, help me decide if I'm a petty Betty.
That part.
So maybe. She didn't ask if she should go talk to the mother-in-law, Tanya. She asked if she was petty for unfriending her.
And we said, yeah, but I also respect it.
All right,
Tanya Splitzes goes, not the jerk. Unfriend that grandma.
Right. Thanks, Tanya.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye. Crystal's in Union Grove. We'll let her be the tiebreaker.
Crystal.
Good luck with this, Crystal.
Have fun. What do you say?
Not the jerk.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
Unfriend the mother-in-law. These women are savages.
Why do you say that, Crystal? Talk to us.
I totally agree with Tanya. Mm-hmm. If, as long as she's communicated with her, I mean, the deep down issue is she wants her to spend time with her grandkids.
True.
Well, she didn't.
I've been in a similar situation, and the grandparents just overly buy presents just to accommodate,
compensate.
You know, not spending time with them.
Yep.
That's a love language. Hello. People do that in relationships, too.
All the time.
They buy you gifts and don't spend any time with you.
Oof.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Swallow that pill.
Well, and you have to remember, she says in the message, let's revisit this real quick.
Yeah.
I unfriended her and I'm choosing not to accept her many friend requests.
Right.
I mean, that's when we're getting petitious.
She also said, though, listen, if she wants to be a part of the kid's life, don't post them on socials, show up. I bet you if she was a little more forefront and actually present, she wouldn't care that grandma's stealing or posting pics about her. Right? It's the fact that she doesn't feel like she's there in person.
Yep.
Dog. Ooh, hey, today's worked out, though.
It did. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Appreciate
Sorry,
your
Tina.
Call.
Crystal, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye.
There you go.
Not the jerk.
For unfriending your mother-in-law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.